Everybody loves to hear that. Repeating back, so important. Repeat back. Susan did a great job repeating back, you know, what she wanted and so on. The parts list and, you know, repeating it back, great. When you take a message, pass on the whole message. Like if Joe calls up and says, you know, I need to get a parts list for, you know, this spray booth over here, whatever this thing was. We talked about the IRB 5400 slim arm paint robot. You know, then I'm going to say, Susan, by the way, Joe called and he wants a parts list for the IRB 5400. So that you don't just say, Susan, call Joe, because now Susan calls Joe and Joe's got to explain the whole thing again, you know, which that doesn't make him more productive, makes him less productive. Let me grab that back here. So we want to, when we take a note, we want to make sure we take down all the information and we let Joe know that we're going to record. Let me get this down, Joe, because I'll look into it myself if I can, and if I can't, then I'll have Susan call you with the answer, you know, rather than Susan calls up, then you got to go, she doesn't have the answer yet, she's got to go through all that stuff. So, okay, let's move over now, page 33. Now, this is, I spent this, like, a half a day with this reception, and this page is a result of that discussion. But this will give you, even though you guys aren't receptionists, this will give you a sense of the importance of the customer as you go through this. Answer the phone, company name, how can we help you? So that's how to sell, that's how the receptionist should answer the phone. Lyle Industries, how can we help you? Now the person says, I'm trying to find Sharon. Here's the answer. She is here. I will put you right through. This is what Dave Fowler used to do. He's here, and I'll get you right through to him immediately. As opposed to, is John Mitchell there? Click. You know, transfer me through, no statement. Do you see the importance of that? John Mitchell is here, and I'll put you right through immediately. Is that different than, yeah, he's here.
And then nothing,
right? He's here, and I'll put you right through immediately. Man, that's what I want. Somebody that cares about my time is going to put me through immediately. Do not say one moment. What does that mean, you know? He's here and I'll put you right through immediately. Excellent. When an employee doesn't answer the page, we should say, I know Pam is here, but she did not answer the page. Now look at the order of what is said here. Can I get someone else to help you? Or have Pam call you right back? Or would you like me to put you in her voicemail? Or, if you prefer, I can page her again. Now, here's what the receptionist was doing. The customer say, would the receptionist go, Pam didn't answer the page. You want me to put you in a voicemail? Do you see the difference there? Do you want me to put you in Pam's voicemail? What's the difference there? Melissa, what's the difference there?
You're not going to help her.
You're not going to help her. Just passing her off. As opposed to, first, can I get someone else to help you? That's the first thing. Then secondly, can I have Pam call you back? That's easier for the customer to have Pam call you back. Put you in her voicemail, you're dumping a call, getting rid of her, exactly like you said, Melissa. So that's like down the road. You know, if you don't want someone else to help you and you don't want to have Pam call you back, then would you like me to put you in her voicemail? Now, these people, that they got the phone. They know you're busy. They know what's going on, and they're going to choose what? They're going to choose what? What are they going to choose of those three choices?
Voicemail.
They're going to choose voicemail. But you know what they're going to do? They're going to say, I like this company because this company cares about me. This company is willing to get somebody else to help me. This company is willing to have Pam call me back. But I know all that. Just put me in her voicemail. That's fine. That's what they're going to choose. But inside the brain, this is going, I like this company. I want to do business with them.
Well, and you're giving them the choice.
You're giving them the choice.
Right.
The other way, there's no choice.
No.
Right.
And they don't feel like they're not important.
Can't someone else help me? Or God knows what, you know? Or they may not, you know, they may just be angry, you know, just plain angry. This gal over here didn't give me a choice, you know, she just made me angry. Not good for business in this day and age. Okay, here's the next one. call comes in for somebody such as Mr. Executive, we know he is not in, we should say, Mr. Executive is out until 3 p.m. Now, there's no way that you could say, I don't know what the status of Mr. Executive. If they're calling in for Mr. Executive, you got to know when he's coming and going and so on. You got to know that. He's out till 3 p.m. Would you like me, number one, to have Mr. Executive call you? Would you prefer that we put you into Mr. Executive's voicemail? So in each case, you're making it easier for the customer. You're going to have Mr. Executive call him back. Then the next one is Mr. Executive is in a meeting, and this is perfect, and the only way to handle this. Mr. Executive is in a meeting. Would you like me to tell him that you are on the phone? Perfect. Mr. Executive, let me tell you, he is always in a meeting. This is my 56th time to call Mr. Executive, and he's always in a meeting. So when do we get to something different than that? Next year. That's not going to work for me. I'm a customer. So